I know it's me.
It's you.
I hear this music quite
okay.
often.
Okay.
I was just finishing our sentence within the room.
All right, fine.
Don't be mad because I was
I'm
a little
mad.
Too honest
I'm not
last
mad.
Segment.
Just go ahead and do your thing.
Speaking of honesty, I gave him the radio people
yeah.
I was talking about in the break.
Yeah, that was pretty
honest.
That
was good. That was good.
Yeah,
right? Very good. Live Imaging Tuesday, 2 minutes honesty. After 2 o'clock. Don't forget, the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off in 1 hour with Slee, and then 4:30, tip off from Big D. Lakers, Mavs, you'll hear it all here on 710 AM and in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app. Since it's a combo play, we're going to merge some stuff. It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought cool. to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
This feels a little weird, but take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thanks, Morales.
Well, she says Christopher, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. She said, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Christopher.
I always say, Chris, right. I say Morales.
That's fine.
That's
fine.
Yeah. Whatever. So, San Diego Charger quarterback Justin Herbert left the game on Sunday against the Denver
Broncos.
Did
you do that on purpose?
Yeah, was that on purpose?
100%.
Oh, okay, good. I like that.
With a fractured index finger. So he left the game. He did not come back into the game. They lost that 24-7. Now he is going to be getting surgery and is going to be out for the season. So Justin Herbert is out for the rest of the season. What I want to really know is that if the Chargers were 8-5 instead of 5-8, would he still be playing this week?
If you got a fractured throwing a finger on your throwing hand, you can't grip a football.
No, right. It's hard to grip a football. But
especially your index finger that guides the football.
But I think the question is, if they were in the playoff chase, would he find a way to play?
Would he not get surgery?
The way Jared Goff did that one year, found a way to play.
They wrapped
with a
up. He had the big mitt. Remember?
So do you remember a quarterback in the NFL named Steve DeBerg?
Oh, sure.
Played for
the Niners.
The Niners, the Chiefs. He was one of the best backups in
Saints,
sports
I think.
History.
Yeah.
Giants, Dolphins, a bunch of teams. Kansas City. When he was with, I believe, Kansas City. He played with a fractured thumb and had the thing, the cast little, you know, mm-hmm. taped around his thumb. But again, what he said is, all I need the thumb is to just hold the football in place, and the cast actually helped. But he said if it would have been any of the other fingers, it might have been too hard to actually control the ball and throw it. So it's just too hard to throw the football.
Right.
With accuracy.
There's no reason to even try.
Yeah.
That's the point. You're 5-8. There's no reason to go out there and risk anything down the line
right. To
play with a broken finger now. Now, if they were
8-5, he would try and tough it out.
Probably
go out
try
there,
to find a way.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would work or not, but they try to find a way.
I think it would be dumb to do that even if you're 8-5, because you can't guide the football. You can't have any accuracy without your index finger.
Right.
I'm sad. I was looking forward to more weeks of watching him get sacked and throw interceptions when big games are on the line.
You know what's crazy is that, you know, this year has been disastrous for him and them, but the first 3 years of his career the previous to this one, you're talking about only Mahomes and Marino have put up better numbers than him, like in those first 3 years. So
they should have kept Anthony Lynn.
It's clearly he did okay in the first 2 years of Staley too, but it's clearly they need a real experienced coach.
Yes,
I think
who can teach a quarterback. Then he needs to grow as a quarterback, which is okay in saying that.
And somebody who doesn't always go for it on fourth down.
No, but he doesn't. That's the problem. He used to. His first year when they were the most successful,
right.
They were converting at like 64%.
See, he's still
going.
He
went away from that.
Well, he's still going. I think he went three times in this last game.
But not at the rate he did the first year.
Okay.
And he's kind of, he went back on it. He almost went full reverse year two. And then this year he's like just grasping at straws.
Well, there's no way he's coming back.
Right. No, it's done.
He's done.
Well.
No,
how many years does he have left on his deal?
The Belichick thing, even Cappy now is, I told him weeks ago, I think Belichick's going to end up there. At least he's going to have a shot. And
you think the Spanos would give full control?
He thought, they have to at this point. They've got at least some money. Like, it's not, you know, the move to LA has been prosperous for them.
Yeah.
So I think that it makes, if they're going to do it, it has to be for someone like him.
Right.
And Cappy thought it was nuts. And then Cappy came on yesterday and said that he talked to people, I guess at the Browns game or whatever.
Deep inside the organization?
Well, people that would know.
Sources.
In the league.
Hey, Cappy, we know.
People in the league. And he's like, it's not as crazy as I thought.
Interesting. All right, there's What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino and Resort. Only how many minutes?
Good times, less than
Good
90
times,
minutes from wherever you are.
90 minutes, yeah, there you go. I love Morongo. Yeah.
Ding.
We had so much fun out there. Ding is right. So,
who's the guy?
Well, I don't even, he needs no introduction.
Oh.
This guy is pissed about Ohtani's contract.
That is completely bogus. That's circumventing the salary cap is what that is. That is the luxury tax. The whole idea of the luxury tax is to prevent hoarding of major league players. This is an absolute disgrace. Baseball, this is completely unfair to the ethics of the game. Baseball cannot allow this. You got to look into this and change this. This is, I've gotten 6 text messages as it is. Chris, you got to say something. This is a joke.
Okay, so he's saying...
So he's also a big Giants fan.
He's a big Giants
fan, Let's make sure to put that out in the open.
But it is a really unique contract that I never would have thought... And it apparently was his idea.
So here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I was on right before him today with Michelle Beadle, who hosts the show before him.
I love Beach,
So she says to say hello.
Yeah.
So she asked me this, and I said, listen, I love Chris Russo. The guy's a legend. There's no disputing that. But Chris Russo was the first guy to say, oh, Tom Brady, he's so smart. Look what he does. He just wants to win.
Yeah, yeah.
He's deferring the money, even though he was getting it on the front end in a signing bonus.
Yep.
But look at how much he wants to win. So now we're gonna rip people for historically for being, quote-unquote, selfish for the money.
Right.
But here's a guy who's not being selfish for the money and deferring it on the back end, not the front end, and we're going to rip that guy too and rip the organization that he decided to do it for when he's the one that decided to do this? No, that's bullcrap.
Yeah, I also think it's bullcrap. Good for Shohei Ohtani. You know what's weird about it? All these months and years we've said, what does he really want? What's important to Shohei Ohtani? Is it money? Is it competition? Does he want anonymity to play in Anaheim? Whatever that is. No, you know what he wants? He wants to win, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. I loved his quote yesterday. Dodgers fans, thank you for welcoming me to your team. I can say 100% that you, the Dodgers organization, and I share the same goal, to bring World Series parades to the streets of Los Angeles. Plural, parades. See, I love that. I think that guy's going to shine in October.
Listen, I said yesterday, and people thought I was nuts, okay? I said for this to be an undoubted success.
Right.
Okay? Like, unquestionable, you got to win 5 out of 10.
I think it's 3 out of 10.
No, no, no. 5 out of 10, no questions asked. Like, it is a result.
Well, sure.
It is one of the most, it is arguably the most successful run of anyone in an organization.
Agreed.
Anything after that, it's a sliding scale of success.
See, I think if they get 3, that would be awesome.
3 would be okay.
3 parades.
Let me tell you something, okay? And people were like, oh, you know, someone tweeted at me and said, well, LeBron has only won 1. But this is more equivalent to when LeBron took less money and Wade and Bosh took less money.
Yeah, that's right, in Miami.
And they won 2 out of 4, and even there, okay, it was half.
Yeah.
People were like, is it really a success? Is it not a success? So that's what I'm saying. Half undoubted to me, no question.
Right.
Especially in baseball, where I think it's tougher to win. Anything after that, 4 is really good.
Yep.
I would make the case it's a success. 3, yeah, I guess it's a success. But when you have the best player on the planet, okay, who can play both ways, right?
Yep.
And let's not dismiss the fact that because of what he did and what Chris Russo is all inflamed about,
right.
They will be able to go get players in a way that they – I mean, I'm sure they could have, but they can get players in a way that they can afford to get guys at a level where, in theory, they would be less comfortable with if Ohtani was being paid the full freight.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And you've got a guy in Andrew Friedman who's still great at developing a farm system, whether that's guys that can be plugged in or guys that you can use as trade chips to get – great players in return.
Right.
So there's no doubt that you have to win. I mean, 3 to me is the baseline of success.
Yeah.
Anything less than that is a failure.
Bergman, how many world championships does Shohei need in the next decade?
So what Sedano is saying is undoubtedly, he's right, it's 5. But a success, just a success, is 3. I'm totally with you on that. 3 is what will make you say, okay, completely worth it all. But 5 is like, no doubt about it, the greatest contract ever.
Three is worth it. 4 is like, no, it's a success. 5, undoubtedly.
Is one that's World the right way to Series put it. Championship worth $700 million? Dollars?
No, you need 3. You need 3 at the minimum.
You have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman too, dude.
I saw and you're, one and, for 23.
Yeah, but they're all good.
But I'm saying, like, you know how much better they're going to be knowing that guy's going to hit in the 2 or 3 hole?
probably the two. He's usually in the two. So you have him protecting you, and then you're going to have Freeman protecting
Ohtani. Look, like, I'm not. The lineup is inarguable. I mean, it's
murderer's row. Okay, the top of the lineup is. The bottom of the lineup is actually kind of soft.
Well,
right
we don't
now.
Know what it is
well,
yet.
We'll see what they get at shortstop.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to go get more guys. They're going to go trade for people.
They need two pitchers.
They need two pitchers at a minimum.
They need a primary left fielder.
And an outfielder.
Here's another question.
Come on down.
How many seasons without a world championship happen before Dave gets fired?
Oh, jeez.
No, honestly. If they don't win for the first three seasons with Ohtani.
I think he gets one.
So he gets one.
Yeah, I think he's going to win.
Because he can't pitch.
Without a World Series championship. Not getting to the World Series.
You're saying he gets 2024 as a freebie, 2025 when he pitches.
Yeah.
So he gets two.
Yeah, he gets two.
Okay.
Well, he gets one mulligan is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, one mulligan.
So he has to win World Series 2025 or he's gone.
Yes.
Win, not just appear.
Win.
Just win, baby, as somebody once said.
No, they just cover, baby, is what they do over there now. Yeah.
All right.
Raiders.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't ever get to participate in Radio Tinder anymore. I used to every day.
And then you made a different choice.
Now I'm just a listener.
Hey, John, we got to make a change,
man.
Oh,
shut up.
We need Bergman back.
Oh, no, that was the thing. We need Bergman to carry the show. Yeah, I said it.
You carry the show?
I'm just here.
Come on, Mace. You got to swing back. You're going to get me on the ice tomorrow. He's going to push me
from
behind.
No, you know what you should do? You should check him into the board.
Yeah, you're going to go hard. Yeah. You're going to try to concuss me.
Yeah, I am.
Check him into the boards, Mace. That's how you get him back.
All right. So Radio Tinder is coming up next. It's a combo play. Me, Shadano, Live Imaging Tuesday, 710 ESPN.
Mace, let me tell you about our friends at NextGen, the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. That's right. NextGen is the absolute best in the biz and has thousands of five-star reviews online to prove it. But here's the one review you need. Mine. I had an issue with the drain at the house. And man, these drains were so bad and so slow. So I called Ismail, their CEO, by the way, born and raised in Anaheim, local kid who started as a tech and now the CEO of his own company. I said, Ismail, what can I do, man? I got these drains. He's like, do you want me to send somebody over tonight? I'm like, no, let's do it in the morning. So he sent Rigo over, the tech, who was fantastic, educated me on the situation, and then, of course, fixed the situation. And it was only $44. A drain cleaning and a camera inspection for only $44. So call them at 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-3-N-E-X-G-E-N. And I mentioned, that's just the plumbing part. There's the AC and heat part. This is the time of year where it gets hot, it gets cold. You never know what it's like outside. So you want to make sure that that system is running right? So you can get a 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for only $44 through December 30th. That's right. Only $44 to ensure your system stays running strong all year long. They got 11 locations across the Southland now. So 400 trucks. So whether you're in the IE, the OC, LA County, or the desert, they got you covered. Call them at 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-N-E-X-G-E-N. Or visit them online at nextjairaaronplumbing.com to schedule your appointment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 2 o'clock. What's this the music for?
Radio Tinder.
Oh,
Radio
yeah. That's
Tinder.
Right. We usually play a TV theme on Radio Tinder. I'm just saying.
I didn't get the memo. Sorry, Hans.
This guy says sorry a lot today. Radio Tinder time.
Pick on Jorge.
I'll pick on whoever I want.
He's an ace.
Yeah, I know
Jorge's
he's an ace.
Ace.
Yeah, I know. he's an ace.
Like Mellow Man ace.
He is.
Yeah.
Radio Tinder time. We like to play a TV theme, except when we don't, which is okay. Presented by, you can follow, who's doing it? Corporate Greg?
Yeah,
you can follow Corporate Greg, I think, at Corporate_Greg on Instagram. And at Bergman Greg still on Twitter?
No, it's both the same. Underscore Greg.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Nice. Some uniformity.
That's smart. That's
cohesiveness.
Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Life-changing tequila. Be sure to give that gift this holiday season. Founded in the city of Downey, just like me. Take it away, Quippy Greg.
Thanks, Christopher.
See, there we go. That's nice.
I can't do that. That hurts my throat. It's too high. I don't like it. All right. So I saw a little story about Dan Wolkin from USA Today was talking about the future of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh. Mm. And after a controversial season with the Wolverines, what he's going to do next year. So it's going to matter whether he wins or loses the national championship. Swipe left or whether he leaves. Swipe left or swipe right. Put it this way. If they don't win or if they win, it's going to make a difference on what he decides.
So can you put this in the form of a Radio Tinder question?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm not used to this Radio Tinder
I love
nonsense.
You trying, though.
I am trying.
Keep trying. You get it. Right. You're going to get there.
All right. Start over.
I'm just trying to figure out the form of the question.
Just start reading the story again.
Yeah, come on.
And then I'll figure it out. Go.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today was talking about the future of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh,
right?
Following a controversial season with the Wolverines.
Okay. Right.
So it will matter if they win the
So if Jim Harbaugh, yes, do you believe you. if Jim Harbaugh and the
loses.
Michigan Wolverines win the national championship, he'll be back? Swipe right or swipe left?
There you go.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I am going to swipe.
I'm not good at this.
Swipe left. I think he's gone. I think Jim Harbaugh is done with college football. Win or lose, I think he's going to the pros. I think he got so much grief this year. I think he wound up being suspended for like 6 games when all was said and done. I think he's just done with it. What do you think, George?
I lean towards you, so I'm also going to swipe left. But I think if he wins, for sure, he's gone.
Yeah.
Because he knows, it's kind of like Pete Carroll in a lot of ways. He kind of knows what's coming. Yeah. They're on their heels, right? And, you know, the NCAA takes forever for these things. Something is going to come down. It's not going to come down soon enough for the game, but he's going to be gone because he knows that they're hot on his heels.
Yeah. Yeah. Bergman, what do you think?
I think it actually depends on whether he wins or loses. I think if he wins it, he'll think, okay, I did what I needed to do in the college game, and he leaves. If he loses, he's going to want to go back and stay another year or stay another through his contract.
Okay.
All right. So now I just go to the – no, I'm terrible at this.
Yeah, no, just
– Hey, John, we need Lindsay back on Combo Point.
All right, do you know who Ben Stenar of Sports Illustrated is?
Of course, yeah. He's a made-up AI figure who writes
articles for
Sports
Illustrated. I don't know if he is made up or not. I'm assuming he's not. I hope not. but you never know. He made a fake trade for Chris Paul.
So wait a minute. This guy who's potentially fake made a fake trade for Chris Paul.
Yeah. The Warriors would receive from the Spurs Devontae Graham, Zach Collins, and Doug McDermott. The Spurs would receive Chris Paul and Corey Joseph. The Spurs would win that deal. Swipe left or swipe right, Zano?
That was good.
See, I think I kind of got
swipe
it.
Swipe left. No. Devontae Graham is a volume shooter. Doug McDermott is a nice player, but, you know, he's like a specialist.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't think that's like a – I'm not trying to be disparaging, but that's not necessarily a great haul, even for Chris Paul at this stage.
So – the Spurs would win was the question.
The Spurs
would get the better haul, yes.
Yeah, so swipe right.
I agree. The team that gets the best player generally wins a trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say I will swipe.
Does Chris Paul get traded, Sedano? They're 10-12.
We were talking about honesty.
Can we be honest? Let's be honest.
Clay's not been good.
No, he's not been good.
Sorry. I mean, I hate to say that because we love Michael. And obviously we love Clay too, and Clay has been incredible to me in my role on NBA stuff, but he has not been good, and Clay will be the first to tell you he's not been good. They've also dealt with the Draymond suspension and the injury. Steph's been in and out of the lineup. They just haven't really coalesced yet. I'm not like super worried about them yet. I don't think they're a championship team though. But what are they? What are they getting for Chris Paul, that's going to get them a championship.
Yeah, it's going to get them a champion. It doesn't put them closer to a championship.
So would you try and trade Clay then? Clay, would you package
Clay
and Chris Paul?
Well, there's lots of talk that maybe Clay could ultimately get
They are not going to re-sign Clay, okay, if they don't have any intentions of re-signing Clay, they should go to Clay and say, Clay, would you be willing to go somewhere else? Where would be some of the teams you'd be interested in going to? And then try to figure something out, because I think that would be the best interest of both parties if they're definitively not going to pay him what he wants, or at least come close to what he wants.
Clay's contract also, talk about it in this way, but Clay's contract is also valuable because it's expiring.
It is.
Right. And so I wonder if somehow those Chicago guys,
DeMar DeRozan
Levine,
or Zach Levine.
DeRozan, Caruso, is that potentially
Caruso makes some sense, but Clay makes too much money for that. You'd have to include more than one. Then it wouldn't be just Caruso. I just don't know. I just think the window of this Warriors team
it's closed
when they won the last championship.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that, you know, I think the Draymond deal they did was pretty team-friendly. Because it's like $25 million. In today's NBA, that's actually not a ton of money.
Right.
You know, for a guy who is their most important defensive player. I just think they need to kind of retool around it. And, you know, I don't know what that looks like with Clay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Clay is part of that, what is the rest of that? Because let's face it, they haven't really hit on young guys.
No, they have not.
And that's what you have to do. If you're going to have a heavy, like you know,
A core
front-loaded guys
core,
with making a lot of money, you got to hit on G League guys and draft picks to be able to supplement the rest of your roster.
They went like
Kuminga, Austin Reeves,
Wiseman. Yeah, like Austin Reeves.
Right. You need
like Alex Caruso was with the Lakers.
Correct.
Yeah.
You need to hit on those type of guys, developmental guys and draft picks. You need to hit on that if you're going to be front-loaded with big contracts.
So I swipe that way.
You swipe the same way?
Yes, I swipe.
By the way,
perfect.
You know, and maybe you should explore that for both Clay's sake and the team's sake.
Right.
At least broach the conversation because you don't want to be the Angels where
somebody walks away for nothing.
I mean,
especially somebody who's been of such value. I mean, Clay is a champion.
Right.
He deserves ultimate respect. If he's walking out the door, you make sure he goes where he wants to go and is participating.
To the best
in that
of your ability.
Shot.
Don't be the Blazers. I mean, they ended up sending him to a place good, but it wasn't where, you know, it clearly wasn't even on his list.
No,
I mean, it may work out.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think it's going to work out.
No, really?
No.
You don't think Milwaukee's going to work out?
No, they don't have enough depth, and I don't trust a first-time head coach in that scenario.
Huh, interesting.
I think Boston is clearly better than them.
So you think they should have kept Budenholzer?
I don't know if you could keep Bud after what transpired last season either. I would have hired a more experienced coach than a first-time coach if I would have gotten rid of Bud.
Fair.
But I think that they don't have enough depth. Giannis and Dame are still figuring out which would be their best weapon, which is the pick and roll. And Boston is better. Like, they're just better.
All right, so go to the next one. I don't know if there's like a transition.
There's
button.
Usually just you talking.
Okay.
And that too.
Perfect. All right. Well, so my daughter Riley her birthday is in November.
Yeah.
It's Hanukkah right now, mm-hmm. and Christmas is coming up.
Oh sure. Boy, triple whammy.
Yeah, God, it's all of it. So I got her presents for her birthday. I got her presents for Hanukkah. Her mom's getting her presents for her birthday and for Christmas. Today, she sent me a link to something just asking if she can have it off of Amazon.
Okay.
Doesn't matter the price.
Yeah.
But she should not have asked me for a gift during this time. Swipe left or swipe right?
Swipe.
She's 12.
Swipe right.
She's a kid.
I mean, and here's the thing.
I mean, I got it. I bought it.
Do you not do this all the time? Like, you want
but you got
people
so many
to
presents.
Feel like they got you something that you want.
Yeah.
So you send a link and say, this is the thing that'll make me happy.
Right. It doesn't mean that she didn't appreciate the other stuff you may have gotten her, but this is one thing she definitely wants, and there's no problem with that. Again, honesty.
Just adding it into the Hanukkah gift.
Whatever.
I got it for her. But
I mean,
like,
you're the one that says you're Jew-ish. Like, I don't, whatever the distinction for the gift is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so, like, just if she wants it, and it's
quoting George Santos.
You know? What?
The Jew-ish.
Well, that's what he says about
himself.
He's
been saying that for years.
He's been saying that for decades.
Yeah.
So, like, does she get a can? Does she get a present every night? Light a candle?
No, she does not get a present. She got
even like a little like something like a stocking stuffer kind of thing.
No, she's not with me all. It's 8 days, and so
eight crazy nights.
Eight crazy nights.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Don't ever watch that movie with kids. By the way, it's not a kid.
Eight crazy nights.
I bet not.
Not a kids movie.
Yeah.
All right, one more. So Juan Soto was traded to the Yankees. But he's a free agent after the end of this year. So Juan Soto, in his Zoom press conference, which is very weird that he did a Zoom
press conference. Isn't he like in the Dominican Republic or something?
So he didn't want to go up to New York, apparently.
Yeah.
Said, any talk of a contract extension with the Yankees can wait. My mindset is to come here to play baseball and to try to win a championship. Sedano, he will be a Yankee in 2025. Swipe left or swipe right?
I'll swipe right. I think that they made the investment because they believe he's one of the top 3 to 5 players in the sport, and they're going to pay him as much as they believe that person deserves in that category if he performs.
Yeah, and I, by the way, I think the Yankees are going to keep him. I think they're going to build around him. I think they're going to give him $350 million plus over a long period of time. I would imagine his contract will be...
He's got Boris, too, so...
Similar to the Mookie contract. What's Mookie, 12 and 365, something like that? Something in that ballpark. Yeah, I think the Yankees, they look at him as a foundational piece that they can build around. He's only... I think he's 25 years old and just tore up the National League last year. Well, so I get it.
And there is a huge, and I mean huge, Dominican population in New York City. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he can be a superstar there just based on how that franchise is beloved in that community in that city.
All right.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
What is it brought by?
Well brought done. To you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
Do not forget that we're doing Fifth Row Fridays this week, even though it's combo plate. Something we say today will be on the quiz on Friday with a chance to be in the fifth row at Crypto to see the Lakers versus the Toronto Raptors on January 9th. Bergman, do we have a question yet? I'm trying to think.
I don't know if we do. Have we discussed it yet?
We'll have to talk about it. Yeah, we'll have to talk about it. We'll do that. Plus, coming up next, by far the weirdest documentary I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Mason in Ireland. Not on today. It's combo plate instead. Me and Shadano.
It's still Mason and Ireland.
I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it is.
It's just a combo plate,
yeah,
Mason and Ireland.
We got Lakers coming up for you. They're taking on the Dallas Mavericks. We still don't know on Luka Doncic if he's going to play or not. We'll find out. 710 ESPN. All right, so I am really, really honored and psyched to be working with the LA County Department of Mental Health. So this is the time of year when everybody gets together, family, friends, all that stuff. And maybe you're not from LA and you're spending the holiday by yourself and you're feeling depressed or down or lonely or any of that stuff. Really common, totally real, completely been there myself. And the most important thing you can do is to say to somebody in your family or a close friend, hey, this is what's going on for me, so they know how to be able to support you. And the other thing that you've got working for you is the LA County Department of Mental Health. They offer free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. If you're having trouble during this holiday season, here's a place to turn 24/7. The hotline number is 800-854-7771. 800-854-7771. Or go to their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. They care, we care. Hope, recovery, and well-being. Combo plate, 710 ESPN. All right, caller number 7 is on the line for the 12 days of 710. It is Eric Benvenuto from Rancho Cucamonga. Eric, congratulations, man. Good afternoon. Eric, you there.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Eric.
I am here. Good afternoon, guys.
There you go. What's going on, Eric, over there?
All right. So, Eric, look alert.
So excited.
You get a choice to choose a holiday box now. It can be Travis, Slee, me, Ireland, Shadano, or Cap. What holiday box do you choose?
It's a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with the Shadano box.
The Shadano box.
All right.
The Shadano box.
The Shadano box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to the L.A. Bowl, hosted by Gronk at SoFi Stadium on December 16th. Don't miss the action when UCLA battles Boise State. Suites and tickets are available now. Come early and visit the FanFest. Visit LABowlGame.com for more information on tickets and game day activities. Plus, you get a gift card from our friends at Islands. That's what's in the box, Jack.
All right, L.A. Bowl and Islands gift card. Congratulations, Eric. What station takes care of you during the season of winning?
710 ESPN LA.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
You can sell those tickets to Cappy, too.
The 12 days of 710.
The 12 days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
It's funny, though. Shadano box they picked it back-to-back hours. You know, already knew last hour was in it. So.
Oh, that's right. And you got the exact same
thing. I think I'm going Saturday night. I'm going to rub it in Cappy's face.
Are you going?
I think so, yeah.
Why rub it in? I don't get it.
Because he wants to
go. He wanted free tickets.
He wanted free tickets. But like 12 of them.
Yeah.
12 tickets?
He's absurd.
That's ridiculous.
He's absurd.
Who gets 12 tickets?
Nobody.
He's got 47 people in his family, plus Rachel's. I don't care. But I will say this. I got a thing of the wonderful pistachios. I was having a little snack there while I did Lakers. Now I understand Corporate Greg's tweet many years ago. This, my friend, I dropped one.
Yeah.
There's not even a little opening.
Right. There's no way to open it. Right?
Why don't you go shellless?
Frustrating.
Well, we don't have shellless available.
And also shellless, I like the challenge. It does take the
It is the process. By the way, you eat too many if they're shellless. You can just
exactly.
go through.
You're supposed to get a handful. Have some self-control.
If you work at them a little. Oh, yeah, from the guy who hasn't eaten 6 days.
Almost.
Yeah.
It takes my self-control, as somebody once said.
It's about discipline, Mace.
Yeah, Shinano's on some sort of super fast.
Yeah. Well, he's super crosstalk and super fast.
Yeah.
So you're going 72 hours?
Yep.
What hour are you at now?
I am at 43 right now. No, 47 right now.
Aren't you hungry for some pizza?
Nope.
What about a
burger? No, because once you pass, like, you pass 24, you're not hungry anymore.
Is that right?
I did 36 earlier in the summer, and
it's a mental state.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good.
Water.
Agua.
That's it. H2O.
I would love to be able to do it. I would not.
You said you did a week once.
I did a week years and years ago.
Yeah. And you were like euphoric.
I was euphoric.
You were like on MDMA without the MDMA.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm flipping around the Netflix last night.
Uh-huh. Oh, documentary, right.
Okay. So I found this documentary called Mer People, M-E-R People.
Okay.
It is about professional mermaids.
Oh.
It is the weirdest. It just made me laugh over and over again because these mermaids take their jobs so seriously. They have tails designed for them.
Wow.
And check out the documentary. It is so friggin' weird. I'm surprised Lindsay Baseball doesn't know this documentary. It's called Mer People, and it is on Netflix.
Huh. I don't even watch anything on Netflix anymore.
I always watch some stuff.
I always look for a documentary at night that will be interesting enough, but not so interesting that I stay awake.
Right. That's always the key.
I want like a medium interesting one that I can nod off
The
to.
Gotti one, Getting Gotti. That was a good one.
Gotti was a good one. Madoff is a really good one.
I started watching but fell asleep to the Barry Sanders one on Amazon Prime
the other day.
I heard it's great.
I watch it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Does he explain why he abandoned his team?
He does. He talks about that. Yeah. By the way, a lot of people on...
you would too if you played there.
On Twitter that... Shinano's number of 5 World Series in the next 10 years is
absurd.
Absurd.
But why is it absurd? Why are we only accepting 3 for $700 million?
Chris, when was the last time somebody repeated as World Series champion?
Oh, man, you got to go way back now. The Yankees, right?
Yeah, I think the Yankees.
Turn of the millennium.
Yep.
Is the last time it happened.
Well, you don't need to repeat to get 5.
No, it's oh, right.
But you have an inherent advantage that no one else has.
You
now
do.
Because
you do.
Of the money situation.
But here's the thing. It doesn't.
It's not guaranteed anything.
It's not a guarantee.
Because one play can change a whole series.
Yeah.
I get that. But, man, you have built a lot of fail-safes in this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Why is it that these are the same fans that defend Dave for being gutless? Okay.
Well, and they're also the same fans that don't accept anything but a championship for the Lakers.
Exactly.
Again, you're going back at Dave. What does Dave have to do with this?
Well, what does he not have to do with it?
Well, I'm sure he played some role in recruiting Shohei Ohtani to the Dodgers.
I thought he did
He was in the meeting, according to what he said when he wasn't supposed to say it.
Right. And by the way, how do we gloss over that point where they're the same fans that don't accept anything less than a championship for the Lakers?
These same fans don't want to put up a banner for an in-season championship. Oh, it's beneath them. It's beneath us.
Do what you're told.
Huh?
The league said, hey, this is a big deal. It's a big
deal. No, but earlier on the Sliwa Yates extravaganza, they were taking calls and everybody was upset. Who cares?
Were they
really
about everybody?
No,
I heard people
that were like,
no, I
they
heard
were
a lot
in
of
on it.
Gloating.
I heard a lot of
people that were in on it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, game of games time. Jacob Imrani's here.
We've only been on for like 4 minutes. So you guys will fill a couple more minutes.
It takes
us to 43. Maybe.
I'm just looking at the clock.
Well, there are no more 24. No more clocks.
Okay. Let me throw something at you.
Yeah. Throw something.
No more
at
clocks in 24.
We're taking the brakes off this thing.
Clockless.
Going high octane.
Nice.
High octane.
Well, it's going to be like Stern. You can break whenever you want as long as you get
them in. Well, that's not too crazy. Yeah. Like what Shidano used to do on QAM in Miami, the blowtorch.
Yeah.
No brakes.
No brakes.
It was literally called no brakes in the afternoon with Shidano.
Now we did a commercial.
Joe Rose would do super crosstalk morning guy afternoon guy no breaks.
We did a commercial free show one time.
Yeah, I know.
I remember.
By the way, if Sam finds out his way, he'll do it every day.
Yeah. So you may get an email from Amazon. Here's the thing. Do not even click on it. If you didn't order something from Amazon, not click on it.
Or text either.
It is a really popular phishing scam during the holidays, sending you blind Amazon emails and hoping that you give them some piece of information. So the smart thing to do is to not answer any emails from Amazon.
There's also that other thing that I saw on the interwebs, on social media, people saying that like when you go to check out, they've added addresses or something, and it's like Amazon hub places that don't exist. I don't know. It was going around.
We had
Instagram.
To take stuff to like the Staples store to drop off one time for Amazon. We return a lot of stuff for Amazon.
Really? I thought they'd come and pick it up at your house, no?
They used to. Now you have to take it to like Staples or somewhere where they've got one of those big bins.
I don't think I've ever returned anything.
The other thing is Bergman, and he's made this mistake repeatedly, do not answer your phone if you don't know the number. It's immediately a phishing scam.
Yeah,
and Bergman,
no,
you've been hectored ever since, right?
No, yeah.
I was sitting next to him in our hour 40 meeting today, and he was getting annoyed by the calls. I'm like, just who cares?
Well, no, I get text messages, like massive amounts of text messages, 10, 15
from
a day. Nothing, just random
from
things.
From nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't answer your phone if you don't know the number.
I think it's ex-booze hitting him up.
Oh, is
I'd prefer
ex-booze?
That. I would totally prefer that.
Whoa!
It's easier to.
Whoa! What?
Whoa!
Is
get the
breaking news
sounder. Sources: Russell Dorsey from Bally Sports, who was their national MLB insider on Stadium as well, so he works with Shams.
Yeah.
Sources: The Dodgers are meeting with free agent Yoshinobu Yamamoto today in Los Angeles as he continues to meet with teams.
All right, there you have
it. There you have it.
Do they have an appetite for a $300 million starting pitcher?
I mean, they just saved a ton. Why not?
They did. All right, we'll do some Game of Games coming up next. We got Lakers basketball about 17 minutes from now. Sliwa will take you through the pre with Michael Thompson, and then tip-off is coming up for you at 4:30, early tip in Dallas. Waiting to see if Luka is going to play in that game. He is listed as questionable. This is a combo plate. Me and Shadano and Morales, 710 ESPN.
But first, Mace, let's talk about our alliance, Jacob and Ronnie, is where it all started. If you're a motorcyclist right now, and Jacob's going to come in for Game of Games in a second, you'll love the freedom, obviously, of beating the traffic, splitting the lanes, making the rest of us jealous that you'll be home faster than we will. There is, of course, the huge risk when riding a motorcycle. Yep, all it takes is for one person to be distracted and not see you changing lanes, and boom! Not good. Obviously, motorcycle accidents are usually more serious than the regular auto accidents. So you got to call Jacob immediately after a motorcycle accident, after any accident for that matter, but especially a motorcycle accident. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Our guy Jacob has more than 25 years experience helping motorcyclists. He knows your rights and can help you get the medical care you need without waiting, which is clearly important. So if you or a friend or a loved one have been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB and let him help you get back on your bike and once again be the king of the road. Remember, a lot of attorneys, guys, they say they'll fight for you. Man, you call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. One more time for you. 844-24-JACOB or visit him online at calljacob.com.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time on a combo plate. Dame, me and Shadano, and now Jacob and Ronnie joins us to play as he does every Tuesday. Jacob, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
You ready to win?
I'm ready.
Stay ready. You don't have to get ready. That's Jacob's motto.
So it is Laura's game today. She's not here, or is she doing?
There she is.
Laura,
there you are. There you go, Laura.
You weren't here to start. Nice to see you. What's up?
Nothing much.
So what's the game?
So I love Christmas. I've told you guys a million times. So my game is about Christmas, and I made it easy.
Good.
It's multiple choice.
Okay.
A or B. There is like really, really easy questions. So that's like name is your buzzard, and I have true and false. But it will start with multiple choice.
Okay.
Any of the answers, shoes in the wall.
No, no shoes in the wall.
Remember shoes in the wall?
Oh, shoes in the wall was a classic.
Wall.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, God. That's
it's
so
like
random.
The Yuletide.
Yeah, it is.
All right. We'll start with some multiple choice, okay?
Yeah.
So how many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Is it A, 4, or B, 5? We'll start with Mace.
Okay. What is it? What are the answers?
How many ghosts
in
the Christmas Carol?
What were the answers? 8, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Oof.
So Mace.
I will say it is 4. What say you, Jacob?
I will say it's four as well.
Four? Giordano?
It's definitely not eight. That's too many ghosts.
Yeah, a lot of ghosts.
I thought it was less than that, but so I'll go four, too.
Four. And Bergman?
Is it Jorge playing?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Jorge. Yeah,
no, I'm not
sorry
about that.
No,
game,
Jorge,
man.
I'm out.
Okay,
it's Laura's game.
Well,
I'm out, man.
I thought it was three.
You're such a jerk.
Past, present, future. Yourself. But I guess the one that shows it, four. So then the one that shows
four.
Up to
four. And Jorge, what do you say?
I'll say four.
Four.
Everybody got four.
Four.
Everybody got four, and everybody got it right.
Excellent. Right. Thanks.
Good start.
All right. So the next one is also multiple choice. Which country did eggnog come from? Ooh. Is it A, England, or B, Mexico?
Okay, we start with Jacob on this one.
I would say England.
England? Giordano?
Yeah, England. Yeah.
England?
I mean,
Bergman?
I feel like we'd know that if it was Mexico.
Unless it's a trick question.
I think it's a trick question. I'm just going to say Mexico.
Bergman says Mexico. I say it is England. And Jorge?
Rompope, Mexico.
Mexico. All right. What is it, Lar?
Oh, the two Latinos got it wrong. It's England.
England!
Wait, what do you mean the two Latinos
got it right?
I said England.
I'm white. I got it wrong.
Oh,
it was Greg.
Yeah.
Oh, my B. I switched, y'all.
Yeah. I'm from LA, though. So. You see why I didn't want to play?
It was a 50-50.
Okay, so I've got a Jacob 2, Giordano 2, Bergman 2. Mason,
no,
two.
Bergman's got one.
Bergman's got one. Sorry about that. One, and Jorge's got one.
All right, here's another one. There, three of Santa's reindeer's names start with the letter D.
Oh.
What are those names? A, Dancer, Dasher, Donner, or B, Dancer, Domit, Dancer. Sorry, Dasher, Domit, Dancer.
Ball and Park High School Education.
Okay, we start out with Bergman here.
It was the one, Dasher, Donner. The
A or B, bro.
A.
A.
Okay,
sorry,
I was trying to say them all.
Bro. Bro.
Okay, Jorge.
A.
A. I'm going to say A. Jacob.
A.
And Giordano.
A.
Yeah, it was
kind of messed up. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was A.
Domit. I don't think there was a
Domit.
Okay, this one is, well, it's Comet, but you know, I had to change the name.
No.
On the family.
Old Domit.
This one's name is
right
your
there
buzzard.
With shoes on the wall.
This one's easy, easy peasy. Name is your buzzard.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Elvis isn't going to have a white Christmas.
Overrated.
He's going to have a.
Greg. Blue Christmas.
Yes.
That was multiple choice?
No, I
said it. No, it was your buzzer. She said it
before.
No, forget
it. Yeah,
everybody knows that's Blue Christmas.
Exactly. Well,
not me. I don't know anything about Elvis.
Blue Christmas.
This was set up for you, Mace.
All right.
Set up for you.
I mean, complaining. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not complaining. I just didn't get a heads up on.
Next one. This is true or false, okay? The popular Christmas song Jingle Bells was actually written for Thanksgiving. True or false?
Let's start with Jorge.
False.
Says false. Mason says true. Bergman?
False.
False. Giordano?
Yeah, false.
False. Jacob?
The sleigh part.
Yeah, it would be very interesting if we were doing Jingle Bells on Thanksgiving. I'll go false, too.
False.
The only person that got it right was Mason, because it was intended. That wasn't even actually the original name. Jingle Bells was not the original name.
So I've taken a lead here.
Look,
it's
at
four for me, three for Bergman. Three for Jacob.
Sorry to mind blow.
Two for Giordano and two for Jorge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is another one. Name is your buzzard.
I'm the worst at keeping score, by the way.
Name
sounds
is your
like
buzzard.
It.
Name is your buzzard.
Name is your buzzard.
Mason,
okay,
your
got
buzzard.
It. Got it.
It's a bird.
What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
Mason.
Jorge.
Mace.
Macy's. Yeah.
Nope. Jorge.
Ooh.
George.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, oh yeah. Wow.
Wow. I would have gone Macy's, that. Too. I would have asked, so I'm glad.
Giordano with the point. He's got three.
All right, here is a multiple choice.
That was Jorge.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jorge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have Jorge.
Man, you really are bad.
I've got two Jorge.
Giordano, Briones. There you go. All right, here's multiple choice. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Is it A, Ireland, or B, Germany?
Okay, let's start with Jacob here.
I will go Germany.
Germany. Giordano?
I'm going to go Ireland.
Ireland. Bergman?
Ireland.
I'm going to go Germany and Jorge.
Germany.
Ding, ding, ding. Germany it is.
Germany it is. Okay, so the points go to Jacob, me, and Jorge.
All right, here's
What's
another
score?
One.
What's the score? Okay.
Score is Mason 5, Jacob 4, Jorge 4, Bergman 3, and Giordano 2.
Oh, you just Ireland score there.
All right, here. This is another multiple choice.
Oh, let's make this the last. Only because we're up against time. Let's make this the last one.
All right, the last one, multiple choice.
So then, I'm out.
Yeah, Sedano and I are out.
Out. Yeah,
and so am I.
All right. Which Christmas song contains the lyric "Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way"? Is it A, "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree," or B, "Jingle Bell Rock"?
I am going to say "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree." Jorge, yeah, I think you got
to
go different.
Separate. What was the first one?
"Rocking Around the Christmas Tree."
Oh, second one, I'll go with B.
"Jingle Bell."
Jingle Bells.
"Jingle Bell Rock."
Jacob.
We have to go opposite of
Jingle Bell. Opposite of Mason.
"Jingle Bell Rock."
Yeah. So I'm going opposite you.
What is it? Mason got it. "Rocking Around the
Christmas Tree." Wow, Mason, you won.
Mason takes a point.
Wow.
Doesn't happen very often.
Nice, right there, Jason. Nice game. I told you it was easy.
Mason, you're tied for the week for the month.
Tied for the month?
Yeah.
Wow.
There with you go, Brian.
I got one more week of games.
Brian is really good.
Brian is super smart.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Not
surprisingly. Wait, jeez, man.
Wow.
Taking shots. He's not here.
I didn't mean surprisingly.
You said
surprisingly.
I meant sneaky smart is what I meant. He's sneaky smart.
Is that like a stoner thing? Because you're a stoner.
Yeah.
So then why did... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of have my doubts too. Remember when John?
I mean, you might have taken the honesty conversation we had to start the show a little too literal, apparently.
Good Lord. Smart.
Sometimes you just stop.
So Jacob. By the way, Game of Games, of course, is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. 844-24 Jacob, or remember, calljacob.com. Unfortunately, LAFC lost on set, but the Lakers did win. It was a pretty good day, right, all the way around.
One out of two. Not
and Ohtani.
And Ohtani. Right.
That was huge.
Oh God. Can you believe that $680 million deferred?
Genius of a way of putting a contract together.
Guy just wants to win.
And we've been talking for a long time that this is where he has to be. He has to be with the Dodgers. Whatever false report that came out that said he's going to go to Toronto and meet with them made everybody go the other way. But, I mean, these guys make their money here. He's going to make endorsement money while he only gets $2 million from the Dodgers.
Yep.
And then all the rest of the money, what is he going to be in his 40s? And then he's going to get another $680 million.
He was making last year $50 million off the field, so you would imagine that will increase as well.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And the guy, you know, he's doing it specific. It was his idea, apparently.
And you got to love the fact that they're still going hard,
trying
to round out the team, which is great.
Banner, no banner on the in-season tournament.
I like the banner.
Yeah, me too.
Be a good partner, man, with the NBA.
Of course. And, I like the fact that they're saying it's going to look different than the, end of the season championship, but you're the first one to win it. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it up there and be proud of it.
Right.
I put all my banners up.
Do you?
And I keep winning.
There you go. That's
Mason actually says we should put the host of the year banner.
Host of the year banners up here.
In the studio. We create rafters in here.
I actually think that's a great idea.
And by the way, I'm not even on it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like we try to put our
best
settlements up, right?
This is your year, Mason.
We try to put our best settlements up, right? Because we're proud of them.
Exactly.
We don't put all of them up, but we put the best ones up. So why not?
Jacob, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Great to see you.
Always
guys.
Good to see you. Shinano, fun today.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow.
We'll do it
again. With Cappy. Oh, my God. Well, you're going to do the ice skating tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Blades of Glory then. All right, tomorrow's a really big day. Lakers basketball next. Thanks, everybody, for listening. 710 ESPN.